blessed month of Kiyak, may God begin in the goodness and renew it for and peace and the tranquility where our sin and wicked are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, and my Father, my brethren, amen. This day of the year 38 of the March is marked the departure of Saint Gregory, the Patriarch of Armenians, who was a martyr without bloodshed. This saint was born about the year 257 AD in the capital of the province of Ararat in Armenia. His father's name was Anak, of royal descendant, and he was put to death, but Gregory and his brother survived. Their caregiver fled away with them to Caesarea Cappadocia, where she raised them in a life of piety and holiness. Gregory was adorned with many Christian virtues, and he excelled in philosophy and various subjects. Then he served in the royal court of King Tridates. One day the king ordered him to offer sacrifice to the idols. However, Saint Gregory informed him that he was Christian. The king became full of fury and ordered to torture the saint, but the Lord saved and he healed him. Finally, the king ordered to throw him in a deep pit to die there from thirst and hunger. Near the pit lived an old widow who saw in a vision someone telling her to make bread regularly and cast it into the pit. She continued to do so for 15 years because of the length of time. No one in his congregation knew if he was alive or dead. When King Tridates killed Arepsima the virgin and all the virgins who were with her, he also ordered to cast their bodies away on the mountains. Later on, he regretted what he had done, for he wanted to marry Saint Arepsima. Because of his great grief, some of his advisors suggested for him to go out for hunting to overcome his grief. While he was riding his horse, an evil spirit possessed him. He fell on the ground and started to bite his body. Great fear and crying was heard all over the royal palace. The king's sister saw a vision on the three consecutive nights. She saw the angel of the Lord telling her that unless she brought Saint Gregory out of the pit, her brother would not be cured. The people were perplexed since they believed that he was dead. They went to the pit and dropped a rod and called his name. When the saint moved the rod, they knew that he was still alive, and they pulled him out. Saint Gregory went to the king, prayed for him, and the Lord answered his prayer and healed the king, but he was not completely cured. A mark was left in his body to remind him of his painful past. The Lord opened the eyes of the king and believed in the Lord Christ and was baptized along with all the people of his kingdom. When the holiness of Gregory became well known, they asked the Archbishop of Cappadocia, who ordained him a bishop of Armenia. He is considered to be the first to preach the gospel in Armenia after the Apostle Saint Bartholomew. He took interest in caring, teaching, and exhorting the people for about 30 years with intense enthusiasm. He carried the torch of faith to many pagan nations nearby the Caspian Sea and went as far as the Caucasian Mountains. The people of these nations believed on his hands. He taught, baptized them, and built churches for them. He ordained for them bishops and priests. He put down for them canons and the order of worship. When he completed his good and over, he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also, Saint Lucas the Stylet departed. This saint was born in one of the Persian countries to Christian parents. They reared him up on the Christian morals. When he became a young man, he enlisted in the Roman army, was promoted up the ranks until he became a centurion. Later on, he longed for the solitary life and worship. He forsook the world and became a monk in one of the monasteries in the East. When his virtues became known, they ordained him a priest for this monastery. He grew in the life of asceticism and perseverance in fasting and prayers. Then he dwelt on an elevated rock for 3 years. One day he heard a voice calling him by his name, commanding him to leave his place on the rock. He left at once and saw a cross of light guiding him until he came to a high mountain, where he stayed for a period of time. Then he was also inspired by God to go to a village nearby Constantinople and dwelt on a rock in the form of a pillar for 45 years. He practiced a strenuous spiritual fight, and God granted him the gift of prophesying and performing miracles. He healed all those who came to him. When he finished his holy and over departed in peace, the blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. And today also marked the departure of Saint Amba Ezekiel. This saint was a native of the city of Arment. He left his family and went up the Arment Mount, where he met with some of the fathers, the Anchorites. They guided him to the life of cessation and put on him the monastic scheme. This saint lived in the inner wilderness in ostracism and toiled in many spiritual works. When he did not have a source of water nearby to drink from, he tried to dig a well. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, saying, "The Lord had seen your many labors. Henceforth, the water will come out of the rock." He lived a good angelic life, and when he finished his good and over departed in peace, the blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.